All right. Last week, we did the first sheet. This is the second and the third on the same topic. The first side of the first sheet, page one, which you don't have this week, you might have last week, was the two psukim in the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Kiseitse, about the surim of delay payment for workers, employees, or a kablon, a worker that gets paid for a job that he does. Both of them, and likewise, including also that as rentals of Kalim for sure, and according to many poskim of Karka Batim as well. All these things, the pasuk says, Lo Sasha Gisriyacha, Lo Sigzol, Lo Tzolim Pulo Sachar Idchad Boiker, don't keep it overnight. If you owe him to pay him during the night, don't let it stay over until the morning. And Rashi says all that pasuk, by the way, Shenasna Tairas Man Lebal Habayas Ona Levakish Mos. The Torah gives a 12-hour period, a day or a night time, not a 24-hour day, but a day time or a night time, to be able to pull it together, to be able to make that payment. You don't have to have it on the moment that he finishes, but within that 12-hour, approximately fluctuating by the time of the year, with longer, shorter days or nights, that period of a daytime or nighttime, the Torah says, is reasonable to give him to be able to pull the money together. But by that time, he's expected to pay. Otherwise, over on these the lava those on the pula sacher, and the other pasuk, los asher sacher onavi evyain, los asher don't withhold it, don't keep it. Biyomati din schar pay on the very same day. Los sabal los shemesh, and don't allow the sun to set without paying him. Now ad baiger means you're supposed to pay him during the nighttime. Don't let it go until the morning. Losavol Hashemesh, don't allow the sun to set, which we're supposed to pay during the daytime. The way that Rashi explains it in Chumash and based on the Gemara, one applies to a person that works by day and ends at the end of the day, at sunset or Tzeizukhavim, whenever the end of the day is. Then you pay him at night. One is if he works during the night, and then you have to pay him by day. Likewise, if a person just works, which is more common for us nowadays, for a certain amount of hours, let's say 9 to 5. And during the summertime, the day goes on until, let's say, 8 p.m. So then you have to pay him by 8 p.m. If during the winter time, sun sets at 4:40, so if he works a 9 to 5, then he, well, it's an interesting situation then. Let's say the sun was set at 4 o'clock. And it would be, by the time he ends his day's work, let's say he works until 6 o'clock. So then he doesn't finish his work until nighttime. You have to pay him then during the nighttime before the morning. The 9 to 5 situation, which is common, and during the winter, Shkia is 4:30, 4:40, that area. Then the work is going to go into the twilight, Banish Basha's period time of Savig Yom and Savig Laila. If 5 o'clock is still daytime, then you have to pay him by the end of the day, which is momentarily, because we don't know when Beis Hamikdash is. Let's say 5:15 is the end of the day, so you have 15 minutes to pay him, right? If he works during the day, or more classically, the Gemara's case is, if he works from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., right, a four-hour job, does that, hired him to babysit, or hired him to do a repair, whatever it is, to give a lesson, and takes 4 hours, 1 o'clock, he's done. So then you have the rest of the day to pay him, and there'll be a dinner that Lo Sovel Lo Shemesh. Then you won't have kicking on into the night and going into the morning. That's only when the time of payment doesn't begin until nighttime, then you have the whole nighttime. But the time of payment is already effective during daytime, then you have to pay by the end of the daytime. And that's whether there's 5 hours left or 5 minutes left. If end of the day is at 5 o'clock and he finishes work at 4:45, then you have to pay him by 5 o'clock. So if you get into the Beinish Mashais, then you get yourself into real Sveikais about when the Zman is, and then the Chavetz Chaim and his Avos Chesed, when he talks about these halachas, says to be machmir, and make sure you pay him before it says. In other words, have the money to pay him in that case right away. But if he works until 6 p.m., then you won't have to pay him until the course of the night, until you come back at 11 o'clock and you pay him then. That's fine. The way that Rashi learns the sugya, as we learned it yesterday, last week, these two lavim of Lo Sava Lo Vashemesh and Lo Solom Pulu Sachar Idchad Baker are mutually exclusive. One applies by a day worker you have to pay at night, one applies by a night worker you have to pay by day. And never the twain shall meet. You can't be over both in the same situation. It's either one or the other. And when the Braisa says that a person is Kaver Schar Sachar, he's over Chamisha Shemos Halalo, he's over all these Yisurim, the Gemara asks where Rashi learns it. Well, the daytime doesn't apply by night, the nighttime doesn't apply by day. And the Gemara answers Shem Schiros Ba'alma, which Rashi learns that although each lav only applies its own time, but in the whole category, parsha of Schiros, you have these different lavim applying, although not coinciding, one does not apply at the same time as the other. That was basic Shitas Rashi as we learned last time. This time we're going to learn page 2, which was the second side last week. Now it's the first side of tonight's handout. Side 2, which is a duplication of last week's side 2, is Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is different than Rashi, and there's a number of differences that I would like to see if we could understand and discuss and get a better understanding of. And then I'd like to show you something fascinating, which is true both according to Rashi and according to Rambam, Bez Hashem, if we get to that. Rambam says in Hilchos Schiros, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah say litain schar hasachar bizmanai. It's mitzvah say to pay a worker his wages on the right time, whatever that is. Shnei b'yomo titain scharai, as that mitzvah dictates. That's a mitzvah say, one of the Targum mitzvahs, one of the Reshma Ches mitzvahs say. V'yim ichrai, and if you delay it, make it be ma'achirat, make it later. La'aras mano, pass the proper time to pay him. You don't pay him until afterwards. Over b'leiza say, you're over on a lav. B'leiza say, again, one of the Targum mitzvahs, one of the Shinsamazhei mitzvahs, leiza say, that are counted in the Targum. Shinemar lo sabalo shemesh. In both these cases, ain't like it. I love you. Don't get malchus. Shrei uchayv l'shalim because it's nitin l'tashlumim. And if a case of person chayv l'shalim was over on this lav and it was about to say, then he could still do it afterwards. And any lav that's nitin l'tashlumim, then that's what he has to do and doesn't get malchus. Echad schar adam. This applies both whether a person hired and is paying a man for working. Echad schar behemah. If I hired an animal to plow with or pull my wagon. Bechad schar kelev, I rented a car or machinery. Chayev litain bizmani, you have to pay him at the right time. V'im icher li achas mano, over below to say, otherwise you're over on this lav. It's interesting, this Rambam only mentions that you're over a total of one mitzvah asay and one mitzvah leis asay. It doesn't have multiples. And he applies this to... he doesn't discriminate over here between day and nighttime workers. There's a lav of Lo Sava Lo Vashemesh. He doesn't even mention the lav of Lo Sol and Pulosach Yitchad Baker. But we're going to get to that. Lacha Beis. Kol Kavish Schar Sachir. Kilo Naitel Navsho Mimenu. Shnemar Ve'elav Hunosi Es Navshai. That's the end of the Pasuk in Kiseitse. Nope. There the Pasuk says, Ki ani huvo elav, yeah, but elav who knows he has nafshay. He puts his life out on the limb, literally sometimes to be able to harvest that last cluster of grapes at the end. And his life depends on it, he has to make a living to be able to support himself and those that live with him. And therefore, if you don't give him his wages, it's like you took away his life. Ki lo naitel nafshay, that comes from the Gemara and the Sugya Bar Metziah, so the Rambam puts that over here. Significant in that phrase is, Kol ha-kever schar sachir. Anyone that holds back payment, he's over on this multiple group of eris. He's over mishum bal tashik, withholding payment, bal tigzol, stealing, which we learned the Gemara says that those tigzol was necessary for robbing because that could be learned out from atzad hashava, gneiv engzeila, both from ribis and onah, but rather it's for chavish karsacha for our case over here. Umishum pal tol until the pula sachar, umishum losavolav a shemesh. Umishum beyom a titin scharai. The Rambam seems to be saying, Kol HaKoyver Shechar Sachar, any person, any individual, any case that you'll give me, that a person doesn't pay his worker, he's over on four lavim. According to Rashi, that's impossible. If he's a day worker, then he's over on Lo Solon. If he's a night worker, then he's over on Lo Savai. But he's only over one or the other. He can never be over on all. Now the Rambam says, anyone that's Kaivesh is over on all these four Isurim. And the Magen Mishnah, Beis Yosef, speak out that Rambam apparently learned the Gemara, not like Rashi, but took it maybe more literally, if you wish, to say that anyone that's Kaivesh Karsachar is over on all these Isurim. Now, that seems to be hard to understand. How is it possible? Because it's either Lo Sullen, don't wait till the morning, or Lo Sovash Shemesh, don't wait till sunset. But it's one or the other.
Is a Kovesh, isn't Kovesh not refusing to pay the bond?
Yes. Excellent Yekra Baran. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam didn't say he over multiple Isurim. In Halacha Beis, he says this Indian of multiple Isurim. And Halacha Aleph, we go back and look at it, he doesn't talk about being Kevesh, but rather, V'im Ichrei L'Acher Zmanai. He delayed it and he made it Acher, made it afterwards, made it a late payment. A Kevesh Char Sacher, first of all, the two first Isurim, Lo Sashek and Lo Sigzol. A late payment is not a Gzela, and it's not an Eishek. It's a late payment. It's an Aveira of Lo Salin or Lo Savai or Mitzvah Say of B'yom Odin and Scharo. Timeliness. But theft, as long as I end up paying you, I didn't steal your money, I ended up paying you. So kaivesh is more than simply delay and late payment. It's refusal to pay. Either, I'm not going to pay, what are you going to do? Or, nah, you don't deserve it, you did a good job, I'm not going to pay you. Or, I'm only going to pay you half as much. Right? I'm slashing the wages. I'll pay you three quarters as much. I'll pay you 99% as much. So 1% that you don't pay is being kovesh chazar. We're refusing to pay you that which you earned and that you deserve. And therefore, that's not a question of delayed payment. I'd say, I'm not going to pay you. Or you can deny it. I don't know. Never who hired you. I never asked you to come. Whatever. Or I paid you already. Any kind of such denial or refusal to pay. There are contractors, it's unfortunately common. You get subcontractors, and some of them are not the most highest strata of society, and they're easy to take advantage of because they're desperate for jobs, and some of them are not exactly 100% legal in this country. So you get them to do a job, and they say, I'm slashing, I'm going to only pay you whatever, 85 cents on this dollar, and you give them a new price. And there's nothing they could do because they want to have another job tomorrow. And that is outright Lo Sigzol, and Lo Sashaik, and Lo Solon, and all these kinds of Yisurim. Assuming they're Jewish, we'll have to talk about it. If they're not Jewish, that's a separate discussion.
The rabbi in Halacha Beis, he continues and explains, over all of them.
Now, the Rambam says all these things apply if you don't pay a bismano. What is bismano? Ezu, zmano. What is zmano now, which is going back both on Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis? Skir yom gavu kol laila. All of them are lo sulam pala sachir chad baiker. Skir laila gavu kol yom. All of them are yomotin eskarek. So here he applies each lav separately to a daytime or a nighttime, depending on a night worker or a day worker. Skir shows if he works just 4 hours during the day, gobo kol yom the remainder of the day. Skir shows shalayla gobo kol laila. Skir Shabbos if he works for a week. Skir chodesh, skir shana, skir shavu if he works for a month, a year, or a shmita, a whole period, a series of years. Yatzav yom if he finishes his time of work during the daytime, gobo kol yom, yotzav alayla, gobo kol alayla. So the Rambam starts out saying that when you're kaivesh, that you're over in all the above. And then he comes back to lavim and he says that one is a daytime lav, one is a nighttime lav. And this is where it's confusing to figure out what the Rambam's saying. Let's jump down to the Sefer HaMitzvos. Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, which is on the same page. Maybe just keep the order go straight. Halacha Hey is short in the Rambam in the middle of the page. Hamashes Char Sachir Ad Achas Manai on that same page. If a person on the same page in the middle of the page, if a person delays payment, back to Masha delay. Ad Achas Manai passes right time. Av Bishak Kvar Over Be Asay Belay Sasay. Even though on that end of that first daytime or nighttime, he was over on this asay and lo's asay. Ariza chayav li tain tamid, he is still, Abba, don't say, well, the veir is done, it's done. End of story. No, you still have to pay him. V'chol eisha yisha, and any further delay, the lav of lo savoy, or the asay of yom atidin schar already has been violated. That's not going to be re-violated again and again and again. But there's the overall lav shel devrayim, the Gemara brings a pasuk of mishle shenemar al toim bro l'reacha, leich v'shov, leich v'shov, and the pasuk is, and the yesh b'yodcha, you have it in your hands to pay him, so pay him already. Don't tell him to keep on coming back. Al toim bro l'reacha, leich v'shov, leich v'shov, u'mochar etein v'yesh itcha, you have it in your hands to pay him, so pay him now, don't delay it for tomorrow. So that's a lav d'rabbanan of Al Toimer Leich V'Shuv. But that Rama also is significant in saying that if you're Masha, then he's over on an Asay and a Loz Asay. Doesn't say again the multiples. Only beginning of Lacha Beis, by Kovish, he says the multiples. In the Rama Sefer Mitzvos, which is the bottom of page 2 in our numbers, there's a Mitzvah Asay Reish and a Mitzvah Leis Asay Reish Lamed Ches. One Mitzvah Asay, one Mitzvah Leis Asay. Lo Sigzol, by the way, and Lo Sashik are counted separately. Any Gzela and any Ishik withholding payment of any kind of debt that you owe is Lo Sashik. But he doesn't count separately a lav of Lo Sullen and a lav of Lo Sabo Lo Hashemesh. And the Rambam over here explains why not. First in the Mitzvah say, the Torah tells us, pay your worker in that day, not to delay it and postpone it to another day. That's what Paz says. But din mitzvah zu, and this mitzvah applies, she is schir yom gobo kol alayla, schir alayla gobo kol yom. What did Rama just now say? He said there's a mitzvah say to pay him on that day, and it applies both to a nighttime and to a daytime worker, each in his own time. Even though the postal only says biyom titin schari, doesn't say balel yom titin schari. But it'll be the same for the day worker during the day, or the person has to get paid during the day, pay him during the day, or the person has to be paid during the night, pay him during the night. It's the same mitzvah, say, for both. So Rambam already has set up that a mitzvah that Torah says in one time zone applies to both. The Rambam further explains that the mitzvah says, say. Mitzvah says, say, she has iranu mitchais ha-sacher, to pushing him off, v'shulah achar schara yetzleinu, and not to hold on to the money and keep it by us to delay it. Who Amro, that's the puzzle says in by Yekrokadoshim, Lo Solom Pulsos Isachar Itchad Baker. Don't keep it and let it lay overnight in your house until the morning. That applies by a daytime worker that has to get paid by night and don't let it stay there overnight. If he was a nighttime worker, and zman priyasai kol laila v'chol hayom, he's going right now according to the Mishnah, we paskin not like that. Then you pay during the night and the day. Below sav below shemesh kana priyal yishir for you. Or if he worked the entire night, then for sure the lach would be paying by day and lo sav shemesh. Who amr b'yom atidin scharo. Lo sav lo shemesh. Lashon Mishnah skir yom gavu kol laila skir yilayla kol yom. So up the Rambam now. Listen to this part. V'ein zeh shtei mitzvais, v'amnam hi mitzvah achas. Don't be misled over here by the Torah giving two different mitzvahs, one by day and one by night, to think we should count them as two mitzvahs in our account of the 613 or the 365 los assays. No, they're really just one mitzvah together. Ubo ba shnei lavim, and these two psukim, each with their prohibition not to delay by day a day and not to delay by night, to complement each other and fill in and complete the whole picture and tell us that in any case, don't delay. So lav is, don't delay past the proper time. It could be this way, they could be that way, by daytime, by nighttime, or day worker, or night worker, whatever it might be, all together is one big lav of don't delay. And therefore, in my counting of the mitzvahs, there's one mitzvah say of pay on time, and that will apply both by day worker and by night worker. I don't know how the Rambam knows that. I assume he knows that because since that's the way it is on the Lo Asay side, presumably it's the same way on the Asay side. In the Lo Asay side, when I do have two pieces of a puzzle that together fit together in the Rambam's analysis and becomes one whole puzzle, one whole picture, and it says, don't delay, whether by day, whether by night, pay on time, don't delay. So when there's a mitzvah say, presumably it also works like that. It's both by day and by night. How the Rambam understood in drushes, we have to think about. But how the Rambam, where the Rambam got it from, I think it's obvious he got it from the Gemara that he quotes in Halacha Beis, which is a Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph that says Kol HaKavish Kar Sachar Over Be all these Azlos Aseis and Be Asei, which means Kol HaKavish Kar Sachar, whether you Kavish daytime work or nighttime work, you're over on the Asei. That means that the Asei has got to apply to both, and it means that anyone that's over is anyone that's Kavish is going to be over on both. And therefore,
he says at the end of the Asei. He says,
Kavoshin
is prior
to Mitzvah Sleisa. Oh, so just as I'm going to explain in Mitzvah Sleisa, say that the two things come upon each other, so the same thing works over here by the Mitzvah Sleisa as well. So the Rambam, therefore, says that they join together into one composite lav together, and therefore I'm going to only count that as one. And therefore, someone that withholds weather by day, weather by night, is really going against both psukim, because both psukim really are telling you, don't delay. But together, they're just same with the same lav, the same issue in the Torah, like the Torah says the parsha of Onos Hager five times, or the parsha of Shabbos, I don't know, 16 times. I don't know how many times the Torah says. And every time the Torah re-emphasizes something, it's another emphasis, but that's one of the klalim of the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs, is that you don't count additional mitzvahs because of more times the Torah repeats it. But still, the fact that it repeats it shows a greater emphasis, and therefore the Gemara is going to say it's over b'chamisha asharis, you're over on Lo Solin and you're over Lo Savai, but in mitzvahs, I'm going to count that only as one mitzvah total. Now, according to Rashi, that there's a separate distinct mitzvah about not delaying the payment by day of a night worker, and a completely different mitzvah of not delaying the nighttime payment of a day worker, and never the twain shall meet. So then Rashi should count them as two different mitzvahs in his minyan of the Targag. We don't have Rashi's minyan, how he counted the Targag, and the many variations, even though everyone has the magic number of 613 and the 365 lavs and the 248 assays. That's undisputed, but there are many, many different combinations amongst the Shitas of Rishonim how you get there. And if you're going to count another mitzvah say, that means you got something else you're not going to count, either because you're going to say, oh, it's part of something else, or you're going to say, that's a drabana. And that's the Machlokes HaRishonim's up and down, Rabbeinu Sadyagon and the Ramban and the Smag and the Ramban, all the different Moni HaMitzvahs, where it makes many nafkaminas in counting it. Rashi L'chara would count it as two. Rambam, because he holds the complement each other, counts them as one, and then at the same time he'll say, and whenever you're over them, you're over on both, because they're both basically giving you the same message, don't delay the proper payment. Okay, let's go back now to the point that Rav Aaron noted, that in Halacha Aleph he talks about Hamasha, and likewise Halacha Hay, that he delays his Ma'acher, and that's what he's talking about in Mitzvah Saseh and Lo Saseh on the bottom of the Sefer Mitzvahs. But Kol HaKavesh, when you're bringing Lo Sigzol and Lo Sashayk, it's not just a matter of delayment, but it's a matter of refusal to pay, whether denying or whether arbitrarily reducing or just refusing to pay, whatever the circumstances are. It's not that I'm going to pay you tomorrow. I'm not postponing. I'm just saying I'm not going to pay you. Or I'm not going to pay you full pay. I'm going to pay you only 80% or 90%. The 10% left is still going to be wages that were earned. The proper wages, the true wages, are what you make up before you start working. If you don't make up before you start a job, then you have to go according to the Pachas Sheva Payalim, according to the lower end of the marketplace. Some people do it for lower, middle, or higher ranges. Within you have to go for the bottom of that. But that's if you don't make a katzitza. If you do make a katzitza, I don't know, whatever job it might be, and I said I'm going to pay you that, even though it's more than the usual, then I would still have to pay that. So, especially if I realize that I'm willing to pay you anyway, then you can't have any kind of onoa. So, once you do make a katzitza, then you have to pay the full payment. If you don't, and you refuse that I'm not going to pay you, then that's gazel, it's oishek. That's Lo Solin, and it's Lo Savai, and besides Biyom Tiyaskaro, it's all of the above. That's the case that the Rambam says it's everything, and by Masha he doesn't. So the question is, what's the difference? If you're saying that, well, we're going to count that as only one los ase, but we're going to still say you're over on many of them, why is that only by the kaivesh and not by the masha? Not by only by the refuser and not by the delayer? In both cases, it's only one lav in dominion. In both cases, the maisa, you've gone against what these two psukim say. Well, if you say the pasuk is just two parts of a story, one by day and one by night, add the whole story up together as one lav, but each pasuk is distinct, so then you never over on both. If they're both telling you the basic message, pay on time, so then both times you're over on both. So I wanted to suggest, this is what the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, and the Lech Mishnah, they all deal with this Rama. Either some say Rama doesn't mean it, or the Rama, or some say that the Rambam said you learn one part from the other of the days from the nights and the nights from the days, not like Rashi. But then different between Akevish and Seicher, Akevish and Masha, some say, you know that the Rambam holds that there's a difference. Some say, no, it's all the same. But I didn't see anyone that really explains how it works, why it's like that. So I want to suggest a very simplistic approach. And that is, let's say you have a nighttime worker. He finishes working by sunrise. So when are you supposed to pay him? By the daytime. Comes sunset, and you don't pay him. And you say, I'm too busy right now, I'll pay you tomorrow. So he's postponing it. So you're over a b'yodamititon tzchari, and lo yisav alav ha-shemesh, right? Then the next morning, you haven't paid him. So he says, hey, it's almost sunrise, and you're going to be over on now lo solom p'lo sachar. You're going to get another lav, you better pay me before sunrise. Does that apply at that point? Rama's mashma not in halacha alav. But by the Kovach is Mashba, yes. And the reason for that, now let's flip to page 3 now. Top of page 3, which is the second side of today's handout. There it brings a brisa in the Gemara in Bamatziya, and this is the whole sugya, Kufiyot Aleph, Kufiyot Beis, that's the area. Tan Rabbanu. Mimashba Shenem Lo Salam Pula Sachir. Itcha, even without saying the conclusion, ad boker. If it just says lo solen, what does the word lo solen mean? It means don't keep it overnight. That's what lina is. Any odeash, that it means ad boker. And I put in Rashi. Rashi says, she'ain lina kruya el ad boker. We already know that the definition of the term lina means an overnight stay. As the pasuk says in regard to karbonais, lo yolin la boker, the chel of chagi, the karbonais they have to bring by day, they can't stay overnight. They'll become lina, psulina, they become nicer in the morning. Well, yalun labaiker, so you see, lina means staying over till morning time. And likewise, if a person brings a karbon to the base midrash today, you have your chiv and lina, you have to stay overnight, you can't leave Yishlaim until tomorrow. Right? Lina means staying overnight the whole night. V'chol lina sheva mikra, lina's lailahu. Any other place you'll find in entire Tanakh the word lina, but yalun sham. Yaakov Avinu. It means he stayed there overnight. Doesn't mean he took a nap for an hour and then he moved on. That's not lina. Lina means stay overnight. So where the pasuk would say, lo solom p'lo sachar itcha, period, without the conclusion, ad boker, I would know it means ad boker. So why the Torah have to say ad boker if I know it without it? Ma tamu laimer ad boker. Why the pasuk speak out those last two words? This is the Bryce asks the question. So the Bryce, the Malamed teaches us, she'enu over ela ad boker rishon bovad. He's only over on the first time, then he's over the lav, but once the lav has been transgressed, end of story, no more lav anymore. If he does another night, another day, or another morning, won't be over. What happens afterwards if he delays? So there's no difference now. Once I delayed one day, so I'll delay another week, or 2 weeks, or a month. Makes no difference as long as I end up paying. If I don't pay at all, I'll be over lo sigs or lo sashik. But I say, I'll pay. I just, right now, anyway, I'm over the first day, so I'll wait now for a month. No, Amrav over Mishul Bal Tasha. Don't delay. Where's the pasuk? Amrav Yosef Maikra. I'll turn with Reiach Aleich Veshavu Machar Etein VeYesh Itcha. That's the Rama we already saw quoted that. So this brisa makes a lima for the extra word Ad Boker. That means the lav only applies Boker Rishain. After that, it's not repeated. That would say, I think, two things. Number one, that if you were over on the if he was over on the first morning, he's not going to be over again Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, every additional morning another time. But also means there's only one transgression, the fact that at the morning time he was over, comes the evening, he won't be over again. In other words, when you're over on Losol and Abaykir, you're not also going to be over on Losavai, Losavai Lavashemesh, and vice versa. It's one lav and done, that's it. A lav is a lav, but it doesn't start piling up. Yet, that's by the case of the Masha. But by the case of the Kavu Skar Sachir, the Gemara says, Kol Kavu Skar Sachir over B'chamisha Lavim. Chamisha, Rabban learns Chamisha Shemus, which is Arba Lavim V'yasei. He's over both on Lo Savai and on Lo Solot. Now, if you're over on both, when are you over on both? If the morning comes, you're supposed to pay at night. And now the morning comes. Are you over right now? Don't let the sun set. The sun hasn't set. The sun just started start rising. You can't say I'm over right now, Lo Savai Hashemesh. What does Rama mean that Kol Kavu Skar Sachir, if I wait until the morning, I'm over on Lo Solot Pulo Sachir Yitchad Baiker? Don't let the sun rise with the money in your house. And Lo Savai Hashemesh, don't let the sun set. It just rose. It didn't set. So I think what it means is, and I haven't seen this anywhere else, it means that by the morning time, you're going to be over on Lo Solot Yitchad Baiker. And if you don't pay by the evening time, you're going to be over also on Lo Savai Hashemesh. 12 hours later, or the opposite direction, if it's first the sunset and then the sunrise. If you don't end up paying, if you know you're refusing to pay. So you're refusing to pay, that means it's going to be night and day. Going on permanently, you're not paying. Then you'll be over first one lav and then the other lav, whichever one comes first, the other one's going to come follow 12 hours later. It's going to follow, you're going to be over both. We learned this puzzle at Boiker. That's a miyut. So it's enough that we make the miyut in regard to the mashe, which is a lesser avera. But in regard to the kaivish, we don't take that miyut. And therefore, if a person doesn't simply do it on a delay basis, but on a refusal basis, he's kaivish. That the Gemara said, the Brisa is telling us, call kaivish chasachar over both on lo savai and on lo salat in a 12-hour sequence. Now the question is, but I'm a night worker, right? And I'm supposed to be paid by the end of the day. And therefore, you don't pay me by the end of the day. Lo Savai Lo Hashemesh. But now, the next morning comes. I'm not a day worker that's supposed to be paid by night. So how does Lo Solon, Pulo Sachar, apply to me? I'm the wrong person. Each lav should be at a certain time, but also associate with a certain person. And that doesn't seem to work over here. That, I think, is how the Rambam learned the Gemara's question, not like Rashi. What the Gemara says, now it's on page 3 towards the bottom. Fred the Gemara on the last paragraph on that page three. Which according to Rashi means they're mutually exclusive, and you can't have both lavin apply So when you have to pay by sunrise, it's only that lav. So when you have to pay by sunset, it's only that lav. There it can't both be. Rama doesn't learn that. He says they could both be. So Rama's not learning the Gemara's kasha is, how could they both apply? The Gemara's kasha is not at the time. You could be over at sunset, and then 12 hours you'll be over sunrise. That's not a kasha. The kasha is not about the time which you're over, but the person that you owe it to. It's the wrong person. The one that's on a day worker, he doesn't have the mitzvah of the night worker. The one that's on the night worker doesn't apply to him the mitzvah of the day worker. That's the Gemara's kasha then. They don't both fit on the same subject, on the same person. And for the Gemara, Amro Chista, Shem Skiris Bi'amah, they're both workers. Whether it's a day worker, whether it's a night worker, a worker is a worker is a worker. They're all the same. That's what the Shem Skiris Achas Bi'amah is all the same, according to Rama. Means that they both enjoy the same rights and the same protection of the Torah, the same law applies to them. And both of them, you're not allowed to delay past daytime. And if you do that, even on a Masha basis, take it back. On a Masha basis, we have a Miyah to say you're not going to be over on the other one. But on a Kavish basis, then you're not going to be over on both together. So that's how I think my suggestion, how the Rama of Lermshah and the Gemara. And it comes out, therefore, that according to the Rambam, that by the case of a kaivish which refuses to pay permanently, he'll be over on Lo Savai at sunset and lo solon at sunrise, and they'll apply both the night worker and the day worker, whichever sequence it goes in either direction. And but that even according to Ram, that's only by a person that's kavish and refuses to obey entirely, and not by a person that that's simply a delayer. Then he's only on the one time, and one time he's going to be over on the essay, which applies to both people, and on the los essay as well, one lav together, as the Ram says in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, that's the machlokes Rambam and Rashi. In the last couple of minutes, I want to share with you, I think, something fascinating. This lav, these lavim of the Torah, of Lo Sol and Pula Sochid Chabaykir and Lo Sa'acha Lo Shalmai, Lo Sovel Lo Veshebesh, are compared over here by Kesu Kaivesh to Lo Sigzol and Lo Sashik. The Chavos Chaim, in his Avos Chesed, notes this and brings out this Kiddush. Are these Isurim or are these Dinei Mamonos? Isurim, like in Orachaim Yordeya, are mitzvahs ben Olam Makayim that we have to keep Hashem's mitzvahs. In Chayesh Mishpat, we learn primarily about obligations ben Amachaverai, that which we're responsible and owe to other people and have to keep those responsibilities. Lo Signai, for instance, Lo Sashek, is don't hurt your friend and damage him or steal from him and take away something from his and not pay him what you owe to him. If I don't pay at all, then I'm stealing from him. That's what Gemara says Beferis, that's Lo Sigzol. The question is, if I pay him and I pay him late, in what category is that? Is that an Isser of Isurim, of Mitzvahs? For instance, like Ribbis. Ribbis is not considered to be a Chayesh Mishpat, it's in Yoredeya, because both people agree to it. I'm willing to pay interest in order to rent money for the time that I need it. And yet the Torah says, I don't want that. The Torah says it's usher to do. Whether you want it, Torah doesn't want it. So that's a matter of an Isser, not a Dini Mamonos. So the Gemara says that there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about a particular case. The case, actually, we already had it in the Rambam, is about if a person is supposed to get paid by day, he has to be paid by the end of the day. A person is supposed to be paid by night, does he have to get paid by the end of the night, or by the end of the night and the end of the next day? Does he get the extension through the whole calendar date, which is Vayi Erev, Vayi Bokir, Yom Echad, all it goes together. So there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel on this, which is Machlokes afterwards in the Tanayim. I think I brought down over here, but maybe I didn't. It's in the middle paragraph over here, Gemara on page 3. We don't have time to read inside. So there's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel on the subject. So the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin like Rav, that day is day and night is night. There's no 24 hours in this parsha. And some Rishonim, the Smag, Paskins like Shmuel, like the other opinion. And the Rosh explains that the base of the Machlokes is because we have a standing rule in Shas that we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. In Isser, we always pass like Rav. In Mamon, we always pass like Shmuel. So Rif, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the major Paiskim, said we pass like Rav, Zokta Chavos Chaim, must be because they don't consider this to be a question of Dinei Mamonos, the question that I owe you, I'm going to pay you in the end. I'm not denying my debt, I'm going to pay you. I'm just too busy to take care of it right now. But the other way, you have a mitzvah to take care of it right now. Mitzvahs, that's mitzvahs already. If mitzvahs and isurim, that is isurim, and then we pass on like Shmuel. Then we pass on like Rav.
Yes.
What? If he agrees, that's fine. If you agree,
I'm
but...
saying after minute would be used after you left.
Okay, good. Right. After when you do tshuva, you have to ask him mechila for that. So... the nafkaminas of this are manifold. Besides passing like Rav versus the Shmuel case, if you have a suffix about whether you're obligated to pay something, in Dinei Mamonos we say suffix mamon lekula, because the most mechaber levaraya. I don't say I have to be machmir because it's just as much a suffix whether I have to pay you as suffix whether you're allowed to take it from me, whether I owe it to you. If I don't owe it to you, then you're stealing by taking it from me. If I do owe it to you, I'm stealing by not paying it to you. Therefore, we can't go with a suffix derais l'chumra. The Torah over here gives us a rule of suffix bama l'kula, which is mozbil habraya. If it's isurim, if it's mitzvahs, then I have to be machmir. So the Chavetz Chaim takes us for instance, the case we mentioned beforehand about the Benish Masha situation. That if a person finished working Benish Masha, you have to say, hey, it might still be daytime, but I have to pay him now by the end of the day, which is imminent. It's any moment right now, so I have to pay him right away. If it be Dina Mamadis, I could say, listen, you prove I have to pay it right now. I'm going to take on the cool approach. I'm going to say I don't have to pay until the morning. Right? Likewise, other things that are going to be a suffix in halacha, we mentioned beforehand as machlekes rishenim, paiskim, about whether this applies to rental properties, to paying a lease for a house or a building, an office. So the Gemara only says it by the Schiris, Adam, Kalim, and Behemoth. It doesn't speak it out by Karka, but the Torah's Kalim does say by Karka. That's why it brings it down. And there's a Mitfobish and the Raiva that says like that. So there's Poskim talk back and forth on the Torah brings down a Ramah that says not by Karka. So it's shot back and forth by Karka. If you're going to say by its Suffolk Lakula by Mammon, then I don't have to be Machmer to pay you on time. If you take the approach that it's Nisr, then you do have to be Machmer. So whether you're going to deal with it as an Isser, then it is it'll affect any kind of we have sfeikas on it, amongst other nafkaminas. But let's think about it for one more moment before we close for tonight. What's Taka Pshat that it's an Isser? Gezel is the Pshat that I can't take away your money. Of course, the Torah dictates that Isser, but the Isser is what you're doing to the other person. What you do to the other person is a wrong that you're wronging him. Right? The terrorist says don't do it, but it's the terrorist says don't do that wrong to him. You're taking away his money. You're stealing from him. You're doing whatever ben chavera avera, speaking lashon hara against someone else. You're insulting him and being a noz dvarim. And mitzvah ben chavera is the terrorist telling you don't do something wrong to him, and then it would be dina mamonis. But over here, if the Chofetz Chaim is learning based on these reposing the pasuk like Rav that it's isuri, the terrorist is not telling you don't do wrong to him. He's going to be paid in the end anyway. You're doing something wrong yourself. You're becoming miserly. You're becoming uncompassionate. You're becoming a person that takes people's work and doesn't give them their pay. There's something wrong with you. It says something about you besides the fact whether it's going to hurt him. He's rich anyway. He's doing fine. He has 10 other jobs. That's not the point. The point is what kind of person you are. It changes you. If you don't pay on time, you're not an Er L'Chayid. You're not keeping your word. You're not doing your obligations. It's something about what you do. It's that's what an Isser means, rather than what I'm doing to him because I'm stealing from him. Which is a perspective to look at these halachas. It's mamash what we're talking about. Being an Er L'Chayid means, I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I have to keep my word. I want to pay you on time. I think an interesting insight based on this halachic observation of the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, I should care for those seconds.